The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Deuteronomy 30 about returning to the Lord, a call to return to the Lord. So if you have access to a Bible, I encourage you to go and find it and join us today as we consider His Word. Now, this is a continuing series, and I want to let you know that you can go to the website and there go back and hear all of the messages in this series. Now, I think it's going to probably take us 2 or 3 weeks to get through all of this passage of Scripture as we consider the Word of God. So go back and look at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. Now, while you're there, I would also appreciate it if you'd click on the link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you and where you're hearing the broadcast today, or perhaps even as a podcast on one of our podcast sites. So go to the website, considerhisword.org, click on the link that says Contact Us, and if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, these are just little notebooks. They'll easily fit into a shirt pocket, into a purse or a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night. I write down the prayer requests, and I can go back and see where God has answered prayer so many times. So send us an address, and we'll send you one of the prayer journals. Now, if you'd like, you can also just contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, also, as many do, you can just simply write to us. Most of the responses we get are actually through the regular mail. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, I want to read again from Deuteronomy chapter 30. Now, remember, we said last week Deuteronomy is the second law. Moses is repeating now to a new generation, standing on the brinks of the Jordan River, prepared to pass over into the promised land, the land that God had promised them. This is a whole new generation. The old generation had died off because they were not faithful about going into the land that God had given them. And so now they're ready to go. And Moses is giving to them the law again, reminding them about what God said. And last week we read in Deuteronomy 30 about how God said, I promised you a curse or a blessing if you'll follow me and obey me and obey my word, I'll bless you. But if you turn away from me, then there will be a curse upon you. I want to read the passage again, as we started with in chapter 30, Deuteronomy. The Bible says, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord thy God hath driven thee. And thou shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations where the Lord thy God has scattered thee." Now, verse 3, this last verse is about a prophecy of when they did not obey him, that they were taken into captivity And it takes us into the book of Daniel, especially where Daniel was under the captivity and was faithful to the Lord and serving the Lord. But today I want us to especially look at verse 2. And we looked at verse 1 last week where he said, I want you to go back and call to mind the things that I've told you. And I do want to go back and touch on that about the blessing and the curse. In chapter 30, in verse 15, God said to them, in fact, I'm going to back up to verse 14. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I've set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I commanded thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to accord this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And he encouraged them, choose life. When he said choose life, he was saying, choose me. And in verse 2 particularly, he said that thou shalt and shalt return unto the Lord thy God. Now, if you have a Bible in front of you, particularly now I'm reading from a King James Bible, and if you look at it carefully, you'll notice the word Lord is written in all capital letters. Now, whenever you see it that way, and you'll see it like that all the way through the King James Bible, you'll see letters written in capital letters, L-O-R-D, Lord. Now, that is very specific to God's name, Jehovah. And God used his name very specifically. Now, Jehovah literally means the existent one and refers to God himself. It is God's name. And when he said to return to the Lord, he's saying, return to me, return to Jehovah, rather than serve all of these other gods. And particularly when they go into the promised land, and as they have journeyed across in the wilderness, they have come across many gods. You may have heard of Baal, and they'll run into him. There's another one called Chemosh and Molech and the Ashtoreth and many others. Sometimes you'll read it as the grove. And these were all of these other gods, but when God says return to the Lord, he's saying return to me, Jehovah. It's a reminder of the first two commandments in Exodus 20, when God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And in Exodus 20, verse 4 and 6, where basically he said that thou shalt not make any idols, thou shalt not make any graven image. Don't make any idols, don't worship any idols. Don't worship anybody but me. It's very specific, a very specific return to Jehovah. And he reminds them that this is the one, he is the one that brought them out of the slavery of Egypt. Now, the slavery of Egypt is a very type of sin. In fact, you read through the books of Genesis especially, and you'll see many types of Christ. The type of Christ was the lamb that was slain when its blood was shed and put on the doorposts of the house and over the mantle of the house. And God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Jesus is our lamb who shed his blood on the cross for our sin to set us free. But he's reminding him that return to Jehovah, the one had brought them to the promised land, out of Egypt, through the wilderness. Many of them had grown up in the wilderness to this place as they stand on the banks of the Jordan River and look across into the promised land. What a picture of salvation it is. What Jesus has given us, a promised place. Now, listen, we don't have to go in and conquer it like the children of Israel did. Jesus said, remember in John 14, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. That's our promised land, a place called heaven. And we get there not by works, but by trusting in Jesus Christ as our Savior. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, from Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Are you trusting Christ? Have you put your faith in Him? So God is saying, now return to me, and very specifically, return to Jehovah. But not only is it a return to God, but also a return to His Word. Because again in verse 2, let me read it again. And shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shalt obey His voice according to all that I commanded thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. This is a return to the Word of God, to obey His voice, He said, according to all that I commanded you. He said it again a few verses down in verse 8. He said, and thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all His commandments, which I command thee this day. To return to Him and to return to His Word. Oh, how we need to return to the Word of God. How we need to return to a day when we worship the Lord. I remember a day when in public school we would pray every day, where we were not ashamed to quote the scripture or to open the Bible. And yet today the Bible is deemed to be something that is taboo. In fact, recently, the Bible was banned in a library. Can you imagine? They had banned the Word of God. And now God says, return to me and return to my Word. Listen to my voice. Listen close. God tells them that His Word is close by. And we're going down a little bit further in verse 11. He says, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it's not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It's not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who will go up to heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. The word is very nigh unto thee. I don't know of any book that is more available right now than the Word of God. Whether you go into a bookstore, whether you go, you know, I saw a Bible the other day in the grocery store, if you can imagine. I'm glad it was there. Amen. How we have access to the Word of God all through the internet. So many Bible sites where you have access to the Bible, where you have access to reading programs. You know, there's places they'll even read it to you. What an amazing thing. God said, the Word is near to you now. Go read it and return to the Word of God and obey the Word of God. Let me ask you, what about you? Have you spent time in God's Word today? If not, go pick it up. Read it. I don't care where you start. Start at Genesis. Start at Matthew. Start at Acts. Start with the epistles. But open the Word of God. I would recommend two books. Proverbs in the Old Testament. James in the New Testament. James is only 5 chapters. Takes time to read it. But it is time for us to return to the Lord and return to His Word. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.